State prison officials are transferring incarcerated people from San Quentin to other in-state facilities. That's despite the advice of the prison's own medical personnel and protests from prisoners and their advocates. KALW's Ren Farrell reports.
Nearly a quarter of a million incarcerated people in the United States have been infected with COVID-19, according to the Marshall Project. And for the first time since the beginning of the pandemic, California state prisons have COVID-19 outbreaks in all 34 of its facilities. Despite this, the CDCR has begun to transfer hundreds of medically vulnerable incarcerated people from San Quentin to other California state prisons. The transfers follow a court order that San Quentin's prison population be cut in half after a COVID outbreak there left 29 people dead. A coalition of returned citizens, community organizers, and social justice orgs has started a petition to stop the pending transfers of these incarcerated people. James King is a state campaigner at the Ella Baker Center. He says that the best option is to release the most at-risk prisoners.
There is no safe place within the CDCR to house medically vulnerable people. The prisons are far too crowded, so it's time to release people, as public health officials have been calling for 9 months now.
King says the CDCR has not responded to the coalition. He also says 26 people were transferred to Corcoran State Prison on Monday. Last week, Corcoran's prison population was at 104% capacity. I'm Ren Farrell, KALW News.